pulling up to the studio right now. Time to get into a moment of mindfulness. Time to take a breath. And Helen Garner is here with us once again on a Tuesday, fresh from a yoga class, and with a little cactus as well in the studio this morning. A little aloe plant. Morning. Helen, what's with the aloe?
It's just a little treat. I walked past Maka.
And it jumped out at you.
It did. It's so cute.
Take me home. That's cool. And there's something beautiful about having a little living, growing green thing. But these guys are quite cool as well because they're quite low maintenance.
Quite hard to kill. But Mac, I am like, plants come to my house to die.
Basically. Oh no! But again, it's also, you know, things come and things go. Nothing is forever.
We have a little greenhouse, and I'll say that's got to go to the greenhouse. That goes out, and they try and recess it, and then I get another one from the greenhouse.
I've got good hope for this guy, though. He looks really hardy.
He's robust.
Exactly. He knew he was going to the right place. And Tuesday is here. We're building on our theme. Take a breath. Take a moment. And Tuesday, I think, is always a good day because Monday, you've still got the weekend in your mind. And by Tuesday, you're into the week now.
Moving into it.
Yeah. And it's there's no way around it. You've got to go through it. And the weekend is still a ways away. So if we can help you just sort of set the course and get through Tuesday, get to the hump day, and then it's a downward slide, then we're winning. And I was wanting to get your opinion on something, Helen, because we've been talking last week and the week before that about your passion for free diving, which dovetails with your passion for yoga, and the breath being so central to all of these things. And there's this thing that's been trending. It's been around for a while. He's been around for a while. I'm talking about the Iceman. Wim Hof is this really out there Dutch guru of he's a super athlete. He's broken all kinds of records. He's a bit of a medical mystery. They've done all kinds of studies on this dude and looked at how he's able to survive the extreme temperatures and places that he goes to. He goes and swims in the Arctic and does incredibly long breath holds, and he's built this cult following, and recently was featured in an episode of the Netflix series The Goop Lab. Gwyneth Paltrow is a big thing, and a lot of people were blown away by this guy and his whole philosophy around how breathing, if you can harness it, it can change your life, and it can really give you this secret edge. And this is sort of, I was thinking, wow, this is what we've been talking about. I wanted to get your take on it. And I've downloaded his app. He's got the Wim Hof Method app, the WHM app. You can download it. It's got a little breathing timer there. And he'll count you out as you do your breathing. And then you hold. And it's like, this breathing is fast. It's like, it's not the slow box breathing thing that I've been practicing with you.
That we've been advocating.
Yeah, this is like... And like, you start to get dizzy and you start to get kind of tingly, and you think, am I doing this? Is this dangerous? Is this wrong? But he says, no, don't worry, just go with it. what is happening when you start to get those tingles? Is there a scientific...
So that when you're breathing fast in and out, it's hyperventilating.
And it's
high levels of oxygen, but there's a fine line because the oxygen starts to become very sticky, to put it in kind of layman terms, and it binds, and now it won't release. So you want lots high levels of oxygen. So when people black out from hyperventilating, it's actually funny. They've got very high levels of oxygen in their bloodstream, but they haven't let go. So there's a very fine line between hyperventilating. Well, actually, hyperventilating is not a great thing. Because it's, if you're going to be free diving, because it, where's that oxygen? Is it going to release where you need it to go? So it's a very interesting one.
You want to sort of be doing the right thing for fit for purpose. Maybe
yes.
If you're about to go for a dive, you don't want to be hyperventilating.
You don't want to be for sure. But yeah, so that would be it, and it would be changing the pressure. So it's all the oxygen's now holding on into a different place. So that's why you'd be starting to feel tingly. You'd also be getting very high levels of carbon dioxide. So, and that's what people don't realize, is that you black out with high levels of carbon dioxide and low levels of oxygen. So when you have very high levels of carbon dioxide, you start getting it, you feel trippy. Like you kind of like, ooh.
Yeah,
it's that, great.
But it's also can be a danger sign.
Yeah, so that's where you black out. So you black out with high levels of carbon dioxide or low levels of oxygen.
Okay, so I'm so now I'm getting interested because so this Wim Hof method that people are getting into, they're using it. You know, it's kind of start your day. You do a session of the stuff. He does it in a couple of different sets. So you do his breathing for like 30 breaths, and then you hold, and then you do another 30, and you can hold. And the net result is at the end of it, you feel a physical difference. You obviously your body's kind of like buzzing and tingling.
Yes.
But obviously, the way that he's counting it out, he's trying to do it in a way that you're not entering a danger zone. You're doing it in a way that's it really just kind of
it's bringing back to regulation. So when we were doing high level like carbon dioxide training, we would do sort of very little. You'd hold your breath. You'd hold your breath for 2 minutes, and then you would breathe for 30 seconds, and then you'd hold your breath for 2 minutes, and you would breathe for 15 seconds, and then you would hold your breath for 2 minutes. So you keep the breath hold, but you reduce the time. So that becomes more dangerous.
Okay. So if you want to make sure that you're not doing it wrong, not getting into any trouble,
yeah,
then my advice would be check out the Wim Hof method. It's just Google it and you'll see wimhofmethod.com. It's all been properly worked out and timed, and you can play around with his breathing timer narrated by him. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes along with the breathing, because it's his whole philosophy is around breath work, cold therapy, and then commitment, making it sort of a daily or a regular practice. The cold thing has also been getting a lot of attention. I know in Cape Town there's this notion of that we featured them in one of our magazines recently. What are they called? The Cold Water Social Club.
No, that's insane. They go and train. They try to get me to do that when I was living there, and I won't be able to make that.
You're not ashamed to say that's not your cup of tea.
No shame in my game. But they would go into quarries and they swim in the Atlantic, and they would go and swim. Yeah, find anywhere to go and swim every weekend.
But the thing is, it's this cold exposure again.
It's amazing
within reason. You don't want to be doing it alone. You don't want to be doing it too cold. Or too, you know, shocking your system too hectically, but apparently the benefits are really quite astounding.
Amazing, 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 amazing.
And we don't have extremely cold ocean here, but look, even heading out for a fresh dip in the morning off our coastline, it's bracing, invigorating.
But athletes will have an ice bath, after a training session or something. It's really, really, it's extremely powerful to recover, and it drops your heart rate. It's extremely helpful.
And it does a whole bunch of stuff below the obvious. And the benefits of which, I don't know if all of it's entirely understood, but it's deep and definitely something that is worth looking at, worth investigating.
They for swimming, I know that when we were doing freediving competitions and stuff, they wanted the temperature below 20 degrees, or like sort of 17 degrees or something. I mean, freezing. Yeah, really cold. So that then drops your heart rate. Then you're not using too much oxygen.
Okay.
So your oxygen intake and uptake slows down.
This makes sense. So this is my little homework for the week. We'll dig into it and we can unpack it some more maybe next week. Wim Hof method. I'm going to send you that Netflix link in the meantime, Helen.
Yes.
And I'm about to cough here. Hang on a second. You got a little thing in your throat. breathe. Oh, wow. I'm going to play a bit of music because I got that little tickle in my throat. And Helen, until next week, we'll see you.
Thanks.